All right, all right, all right. Michael Gevin here. God dang, god dang. Entrepreneurship, is it for you or is it not? That's what we're going to talk about today. There's a lot going around about kind of descaling, YouTubers quitting, people taking, you know, their businesses and letting go of a lot of people. And I'm excited to talk about this. I've got a clip I want to share that's from a really, really good friend of mine who does very well as a self-employed solopreneur, ultimately, but he's got a great line. And I want to share that clip because I think it says a lot about a lot of people right now trying to be entrepreneurs or trying to have a business. So let me share this clip.
And that's what this is all about. I would love to talk to you about my so-called entrepreneurial escapades, but I do not consider myself an entrepreneur. I consider myself somebody who doesn't like to be told what to do. And so that is it. If I died tonight, everything I've built would be dead in the morning. So that's not an entrepreneur. But what I do love to do is be myself and get paid for it. And then in the end, see that somebody's been helped.
All right. So there you have it. I'm not an entrepreneur. I just don't like being told what to do. I think that that's very, very true of a lot of people who want entrepreneurship. They want freedom. Freedom to do what they want, when they want, whenever they want. And then we get sucked into these paths, I know I have, that quite frankly are not what we want to do. Not what we feel really called to do. But we think that by doing this thing, it's like an ends to a means. We do this and it'll give us this. I very rarely see that work out for people. Very rarely are there people who do not truly care at all on earth what it is that they're doing. You just show me the path to money. You show me the path to cash and I'll do it, right? There are people like that. But if you found yourself chasing money, chasing cash, chasing the shiny object, chasing the thing that if you didn't need money or want money, you'd never do, you'd never touch with a 1,000-foot pole, then you need to reconsider that maybe that's not working. That's what I've had to consider is creating a life, creating a business I'm not trying to retire from. Really, I honest to God, do not think of ever retiring. The people who inspire me are people like, you know, Clint Eastwood. He's like 90 something years old. He's still directing. He's still writing. He's still acting. To me, that's inspiring. Not something that I'm kind of doing. I just got 5 more years. I just got 10 more years. Like it's been emotional over the last, I got a lot of this out, so bear with me. So we'll see. I may or may not cry some more, but you know, I put a post up yesterday. Let me see if I can pull that up real quick on Facebook. And it really was hitting. I got some messages about it. Yeah, here it is. So over here, share my screen right here, Facebook. And so I said, you can always make more money, but you can never get back more time. You can always make more money, but you can never get back more time. None of us are guaranteed any more than right now, this second that you listen to this audio. Not 20 minutes from now, not 20 hours from now, not 20 days from now, not 20 months from now, not 20 years from now. We are guaranteed right now, the second you happen to be hearing this, wherever you are. If you're listening to me right now, this is what you have, right? My goal is to inspire you so that you can live more right now and enjoy it, because it's truly, we're always arriving at the past, present, and future all day, every day, right? You are in your future right now. Some of you wished that you have the future you have today, and once you've gotten it, you don't like it. Maybe liked it for a little while, maybe you don't like it now. And what I've seen through the years is there are people truly designed. I've told this story, I heard it somewhere, and it was this aspect of, we'll say two videographers, two designers, two whomever creatives. And they have this job and they're really good at the job. They're really good at designing. They do a phenomenal job at design. And they're wanting to go to that next level, right? You want to go to that next level. You know, what got you here won't get you there. You know, these lines that get thrown around all the time. And there's slivers of truth in these cliches for sure. But there's also different perspectives to look at these things, because sometimes we're chasing next level, more, the better. And really we're not getting any happier, but we're thinking that's what's supposed to make us happier, when there might've been a time, some of you maybe went to college, you had different times where life was simpler. You didn't need a lot of money. You didn't have a lot of bills. You didn't have a lot of debt. And you were like, this is amazing. But you were told, hey, that's not enough. You got to go to the next level. You got to scale. You got to get a team. You got to get all these people. You got to do all this stuff. And these two designers, they get a promotion. They're making the more money. They're getting the next level. You know, they're excited. Everything is amazing. And 6 months in, one's thrilled and one's miserable. And what you find is the upgrade was not more design work for more money. It was to manage designers. So now, rather than getting to design more and make more, or design the same and make more, it was simply that you're going to design less and manage a team of people who are doing the designing. And for some people, that's the dream. For some people, it's like, yes, that's amazing. This feels incredible. This is their next natural step, their next natural evolution in their life. And it's perfect for them. But for other people, it's misery. I always want people to make fun money, not misery money, right? And if you've ever heard of this book, The E-Myth Revisited, which one are you? Are you the entrepreneur, the manager, or the technician? And I believe all of us are a blend of these. Like, we're all some form of hybrid to a degree. It's not like electric or gas-powered cars where you're one or the other, and sometimes there's a hybrid, right? We're all hybrids. We all can be decisive at certain moments in time. We can all have massive clarity, massive confidence. We can all be entrepreneurial, have vision, have ideas. We can all have these things at different times, but we're going to lean heavier in certain directions typically. So the entrepreneur, the personality is visionary and innovator. They're always looking for new opportunities and ways to expand the business. Entrepreneurs are risk takers and are often the driving force behind the growth and the direction of the business. And the manager, this personality is pragmatic, likes order, structure. Managers are good at organizing, planning, keeping the business running smoothly on a day-to-day basis. They focus on details and are concerned with managing people, operations, and resources efficiently. The technician, or I would call even the artist, the creative, the creator, is the personality of the doer. Technicians are skilled at the specific craft or profession and are primarily focused on working in the business. They enjoy the hands-on work and less concerned with the strategic or managerial aspects of the business. What's happening is there's a lot of people who fit into the technician and creative role. And they believe the only way to succeed is by them becoming the manager, by them becoming the CEO, by them scaling, by them hiring all these people. I think what we're seeing on YouTube right now is a wave of people who effectively did that. They made that move. They took that chance. They up-leveled. They grew. They got better. And what you're seeing is there's the people who loved it. They fit into it. And it is truly a natural next path and next step for them. But you're also seeing, which is all the people quitting, all the people downsizing, is that wasn't right for them. That wasn't the right fit. And I think there's the quote by Jim Carrey, which is everybody can become rich and famous and yada, yada, yada. So they see it not at all cracked up to be. And everybody who's not that says, hey, yeah, easy for you to say, give me that money, baby. Right. And there's a lot of that. But I do believe there's the experiential learners. And you can hear all these things. You could be struggling for 5 years and you're like, nope, I got to get rich. I got to become an entrepreneur. That's what they're telling me to do. That's the thing to do. Luckily, I believe that there's a lot of people out there who are going to be giving people permission. Hopefully not to be lazy and just kumbaya and think that money will fall out of the sky for you, but simply permission to create your business your way, to create your life your way. For some, that will be doing their art and their craft on the side as a hobby for fun, right? That's it. And not thinking about it as a business at all and having a job that they don't hate. It maybe doesn't light their soul on fire, but it definitely allows them to potentially turn off, take care of their family, not have tons of stress. You know, some people say, you know, they trade working 8 hours a day for working 24 hours a day. You know, a lot of growing a business, you know, when you don't work and you don't have help, you're not getting paid. At least the last jobs I had back in the day, I could sit on my ass and stare at the wall and I still got paid. How long that lasted, you know, I was really could have lasted probably a long, long, long time if I wanted it to, in all honesty. But you know, the reality is you can get paid regardless. Show up, do your job, do your job well, you'll get paid, you'll make money. But if you're stuck, if you're confused, if you're lost, if you're not quite sure what to do, if you know, you're not sure what actions to take, and you're sat in a loop of thinking, the reality is you don't make any money just thinking. You don't make any money not doing anything, right? I'm not encouraging people to go to their job and not do anything. But the reality is when you have a job, you typically get paid regardless of whether you're, you know, doing the accounting, doing the marketing, doing this, doing the planning, all these things. You do your job and you'll get paid. But in entrepreneurship at times and in self-employment, we've got to do a lot of different things. And so it's difficult enough to do the thing that you want to do and do it well, and then add on 17 other tasks that you may have zero desire to learn. And some people just, I feel like I'm unemployable by and large. I mean, ultimately I haven't been overall since I was like 18. So I got a lot of momentum in the realm of, you know, self-employment and entrepreneurship. But at the end of the day, you know, I've been around the alphas, whether it's male or female, primarily male, and the males typically run through the wall, you know, and bleed your eyes out, sleep when you're dead mentality. And then a lot of the females have a little bit of that, but the females that I'm attracted to have built businesses, go a little bit more on the soft skills, go a little bit more on the invisible, the intangible, those things that you, which you cannot see. You know, I've been having stuff happen in the last 30 days that definitely a sign of that energy makes a difference. Positive energy, the momentum that you get that gets created when you have an enthusiasm and excitement towards something, has things happen that the typical people that say, I'm going to take this as a hammer, I'm going to hammer the nail, right? In this crazy little example, is as if the nail's getting hammered and you didn't hammer it. And you're like, how did that happen? I got to know how to use the hammer. And there's truth to that, right? It's not about, again, not doing, but there's this dance. This is what the three symbols on the back there on my hat. It's the practical, the impractical, the visible and the invisible, the tangible, the intangible, you know, the soft skills, the hard skills, all these things blending together and at the middle with love and heart and soul. And I just think that it's accepting and not looking at it as defeat. If you were to get that upgrade and to realize, you know what, I actually like designing more. So yeah, if I am just a designer, or I'm just a videographer, or I'm just a filmmaker, or I'm just a writer, will I have a $500,000, $1 million, or $5 million business? Maybe not. What I found is that a lot of people who are doing something they don't like and they're trying to find freedom are following people who are preaching $20, $30, $50, $100,000 a month. And the majority of people I've come across and in polls inside these groups and things I've coached in, man, if people were at $3,000, $5,000, maybe even $10,000, depending on where you live, you know, in this world, they'd be thrilled. They'd be absolutely thrilled, right? And they were pursuing methods and ways that, quite frankly, like most people will probably never achieve because they're not that. My buddy Steve, he does very, very well. And I remember when I met him, I was one of those guys like, hey, man, you can do this, that, and the other thing. You know, I got all these ideas. And he's like, you know what? A lot of people tell me that I'm missing out on opportunity. And I just know I'm missing out on disaster. Because he's just known himself so well. He has people who pay him hundreds of thousands of dollars a year now. He's just stayed on his path, becoming excellent at the thing that he does. He's a behavioral profiler, one of my best friends. And one of the ways to get paid disproportionately for what you do is to be one of the best. The only way you become one of the best at something is to continue to do that thing. But some of you love the thing that you do, but then you get away from doing that thing. I've got away from doing that thing. For me, it's speaking, encouraging, motivating, inspiring, talking, right? And coaching, just coaching. I love coaching, not course creating, not book writing, not designing, not creating videos and content. That's why I live stream this. Because I want to remove all the barriers to me doing the thing that I love to do, helping in the way I know I can help. And this concept here again, you can always make more money. You can never get back your time, right? You know that there's somebody in your life that you wish you had. And I got real emotional, so flubbed up with this today, but there's a song called One More Day by Diamond Rio. Trying to start balling on it. I did it pretty hardcore yesterday. I didn't think, you know, but you know, there's those people in your life that you could think of right now that if you thought of that song, you'd probably start balling because you wish you had just one more day. And so don't take for granted those in your life. There's a lot of people who have a lot of different opinions right now about what life and business looks like and what's a right or wrong way to do things. And my simple message is the only thing that's right is what's right for you. You know, some people wear size 14 shoes. Some people wear size 7. The people who wear size 7 can't fit in the 14, and the 14 can't fit in the 7. There's no need to shame anybody because you wear a 14 and other people wear a 7 and you think they should fit into the 7. There's no need to shame people because you don't wear glasses. You don't understand why people should need to wear glasses. And these are metaphors, which we would never do. But when it comes to how we should live our life, how much money we should make, how whether we should be a solopreneur, an entrepreneur, or somewhere in between, the only thing that's right is what's right for you. And so everyone can speak for someone, but someone cannot speak for everyone. And there's a lot of someones speaking for everyone, but all they're doing is projecting what's right for them. And will it be right for someone? Absolutely. There is somebody you're listening to right now, maybe it's me, that there's things that are said, they're like, yeah, that would work great for me. And you try it on and you test it, like, wow, that fits really well. That feels really good. And you're like, hell yes, right? Absolutely. But then there's things that you just keep battling and you've battled for years. And it's just not working. It's like, which direction? It's not implanted in my mind yet. Which direction is a sunset? A sunset occurs in the west. So you can be running east and doing all the right things, whatever that looks like. And the reality is you just are running in the wrong direction. But all the things you're doing, you just need to shift. So at times there are these subtle shifts and it'll make all the difference in the world, right? If you were cutting down a tree with a butter knife because it's all you knew how to use and you found out that there was a chainsaw, would you go back to using the butter knife to cut down the tree? If you were cutting your grass with scissors and you found out that there was a lawnmower, would you go back to cutting the grass with scissors? Probably not, right? You know, we were hanging things around our house with a hammer and a nail, and certain things that was fine and dandy, but for most things it was freaking sucking trying to get through the wall. Then I had my drill and I had screws and I did that. And I'm like, oh my God, our life just got better. Our relationship just got better, me and my wife, right? And so there are those shifts, right? And we should look for those things so that we're not making life any harder than it quote unquote needs to be. Life is challenging as it is. You know, my metaphor is always like the fish and the tree and the fish and the bird and these things I just gave. It's like, you know, these are easy to understand for those things. But when it comes to a business, you know, when it comes to a video production company, you know, there's a lot of ways to run a video production company. There's a lot of ways to be a YouTuber. There's a lot of ways to be a designer. There's a lot of ways to be a creator, a crafter. There's lots of little things that can be created, different things to be created, ways you can do it, people you can hire, not hire, places to hire. There's lots of different ways to do things. But don't allow others to make you believe. And I say this as much, a lot of these content is as much for me as reminders as it is to share with the world something that can inspire, encourage, motivate, help you. Because it helps me. It helps me to be reminded and to remember that when I started my production company back in the day, the reality is I didn't have all the inputs that we're all being given today. And sometimes we have too many inputs. We have too many opinions from too many different people telling us too many different things, and we don't know what to do, right? I know the reminder that I need is that what I've been doing in the last 30, 60 days, which is just to start taking actions again and not only consuming, getting back here on camera, it has made a difference. And the more I do it, the easier it gets, the less I'm worried about any particular video because I know I'm going to do another one and 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 another one. And every one I do, I will get better. And the way that I practice, the way that I prepare, the way I get better is doing the thing. Not by thinking about the thing, not by planning the thing, not by preparing, you know, the thing and practicing in private, but simply doing the thing. Being honest with people about where I am, where I'm at, when I'm doing it, you know? So not trying to fake it till I make it and think, oh, well, you know what? I'm going to act like, now granted, there's a time and a place for everything. But I found that for me, more times than not, honesty is the best policy, right? Rather than something I've never done in my life before, I have no idea if I can pull it off. I have no connections. I don't know. Yes, I can be resourceful and I can figure it out. But at the same time, I don't need to lie to that person and create such massive expectations that ultimately could super screw me over if I can't live up to it. And there's a possibility I might not. But I find that people appreciate honesty. And so for me, I'm a person who I'd rather practice in public and do my thing and know that I can do it again and again and again and again and again. And I mean, I've seen people. I see a guy right now who has 4,000 people on his live streams Monday through Sunday, 7 days a week. His first 300 videos, he wasn't given 200 or 300 views. Right? Our expectations are so skewed about what should happen and how fast it should happen when it comes to growing a business, when it comes to being self-employed. Right? At times, we're sitting here and we think that something should happen in 3 weeks or maybe even 6 months when it might take 5 years. It might take a lifetime. If it takes a lifetime, would you be willing to do the thing and never have it happen? Because the thing that you're doing, you can't not do. In a lot of ways, like regardless of money, when I do things like this, when I speak to people, when I coach people, when I work with people, I'm lit up. And I do it regardless of money. And the greatest things that I've had in my life, and I see for a lot of people who seem to be really successful, especially financially, is they're willing to do that thing regardless of money. You know, you've got something that you might be able to even get paid well for, but you know what's off when you're like, I will not do that if I'm not getting paid. Now, there's an aspect of valuing what you do. I absolutely agree with that. But the problem is there's people, they don't have a brand, they don't have a reputation, and people could care less if they book you, right, for what it is that they're doing. They don't know who you are. And you're like, I ain't doing this for free. I value myself. And I only do it if I'm getting paid. And then what happens is 6 months pass and they haven't got paid one time. Simultaneously, it's probably because the thing that they were asking to do, they didn't want to do anyways. See, for me in my life, I can't not do the thing that I want to do. Back in the day, it was same-day edits. Here, it's speaking and coaching. When I'm not doing that, I'm trying to think about what I should do when I know what I love to do. But maybe I've tried to think about, well, how do I make money doing it? The reality is doing it leads to money. And doing it leads to money because when I'm doing the thing that I love to do, I'm doing it with enthusiasm and excitement. Like right now, I've blocked off how many people are on and everything else. And I get on here and I'm doing this. And I'm making a practice to get on roughly for anywhere from 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes to an hour, roughly 5 days a week. If I miss a day, no problem. I can do it the next day. I'm not going to hold myself hostage and say, I must show up at 6:30 a.m. Monday through Friday, every day of the week. And if I don't, I'm a failure. I'm a loser. It's like, no. I've studied people like Rogan. I try to find his patterns. I try to find exactly the framework, the formula. Everybody's looking for, if I could do this here, I'm looking to find somebody who's got the blueprint so that I can have certainty that if I do what they did, that I'll get what they got. And what I've found is the reality is what that person did to get what they got, you're not going to be able to replicate. You just won't. You can see principles, you can see certain things, but there's so much going on in the inner world of somebody and where they live. Like there's so many different nuances. I'm not saying that where you live, you won't succeed. I live in a small town in the Midwest here and I've still been able to do just fine. I've still been able to make things happen. But all these things, the timing at which you do something, some people are talking about things they did and it worked 10 years ago and it doesn't work the same way today. So you have to take the principles. So like Joe Rogan, for example, he had that I don't give a shit mentality. If people don't want to watch a 3-hour video, they can't turn it off. And he would post, I mean, when I was studying a number of years ago, it's like he'd post 3 live streams in a day sometimes over 3 hours apiece. Then he didn't post for a few days. Then he posts once in a day. Then he posts twice in a day. Then he posts not for 4 days. Then he posts 3 times in a day. Like there was no rhyme or reason. The only thing he was is consistently inconsistent or inconsistently consistent. However you want to look at it, he was consistent, but inconsistent in everything else, right? So it's like he wouldn't do one and not do one for 6 months. But it wasn't like, I've got to show up at 9 a.m. every single Monday through Friday. Now, there are YouTubers, there are podcasters, there are creators where that works for them. They are scheduled, they are structured, right? They are systems oriented. They are a framework person. I've got to stick to this thing. I have every minute of every day scheduled out, right? And I'm gonna do my videos on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and it works, and they thrive in that, and they love that. But then there are other people who are attempting to do that who it's never going to work for. And I've done a lot of that in my career, where when I've gone, oh, well, here's the map, here's the way, they're doing it, they got followers and comments and money, and they're doing this, and everything seems to be, okay, I have something I can see, right? The tangible, the wrench, something I can see, something I can follow and do. Didn't work for me, right? What I'm doing right now, some people don't want to talk, speak, inspire, coach. I just want to coach. I just love people. So right now, doing this, interestingly enough, has been sparking conversations and people seeing me. And you know what's interesting about content as well is that sometimes I can get on here. It can be healing for myself. Somebody's going to listen to it. But there's other people who are seeing this who literally aren't watching it and will reach out. I've had it happen twice this past week. And last year, I got a client last year who got my emails for a year. He saw me on something one time, got on my email list, and then saw my emails for a year, and then said, I haven't freaking opened any of your emails, but I opened the one today. I'm ready to sign up. Like, he knew what I did, and the fact that I kept showing up had him want to sign up. So when you take that, I'm like, well, the pressure is really just, I could probably talk for 5 minutes and throw something up, and people won't listen, but they're like, hey, man, that guy keeps showing up, right? And that's what happened in the wedding industry back in the day for me. That's what helped. And then this little circle of influence in the Tim Ferriss, Jason Gaynard, Tony Robbins, like this world, there was this world of people that I got in, and I just kept showing up year after year. I'm at this guy's event, this thing. And they just kept seeing me, right? So what it is, if you want to be self-employed, solopreneur, entrepreneur, you know, whatever, you don't have to be public. There's also plenty of people who no one knows their name. They don't have podcasts. I just had a guy. That guy worth a lot of money that I just talked to yesterday. And the reality is, he ain't doing any content. It's all word of mouth. It's all referrals. It ain't slowing down. He wants to think about doing some content, and maybe it would be good for him. I mean, obviously, there's a branding element. There are positives to putting yourself out there, right? There's some future-proofing to not fully rely on things behind the scenes. But at the same time, there's plenty of people who have done it. But no matter what it is, it takes connection to someone somehow. Right? Because if all we do is stay in our heads, if all we do is think, consume, and learn, it's very difficult to grow outside of a job in any way, shape, or form. You could be a person who's a connector behind the scenes, but again, connector, right? Nobody might know who you are. You're behind the scenes for the entrepreneur, for the visionary, that's really all I want in my life right now, right? I'm not looking to have public partnerships or anything that I do that. I've done those things in the past and weren't all bad, but ultimately, I want to be the star of the show, right? That's it. Star of my business. And anybody I get help are all behind the scenes. Not that I look at this in a negative sense, but they are replaceable. There's been so many times I've done things, put my eggs in the basket of a person or persons, and then something goes wrong with that. And then people are like, where do you go? And you know, whatever. And I'm starting over again. So now it's consistently showing up for me, for my thing, getting a little bit of help behind the scenes. But you know, there are people, Noah Kagan's a guy I've known for a long time. He just had the Million Dollar Weekend book come out. And, you know, he made a lot of money from being like the whatever 27th employee at Facebook and Mint.com and these things. He was very behind the scenes in his career for a long time until now. But he made a lot of his money being behind the scenes. So you can be behind the scenes, you can be front of the scenes, you can be whatever scenes you want to be. But my continued encouragement is to recognize and accept that maybe you're not the full-blown star entrepreneur, be on camera and do all that stuff. And that's okay. That's absolutely okay. Accept it and you'll move a lot faster. You'll move a lot faster than you will continuing to fight and battle that which you're not. That which the question I always ask myself, it's not that I don't want to do challenging things or difficult things and grow, but if I won the lottery and I never needed money again, or somebody came along and gave me hundreds of millions of dollars, what would I change? What would I keep doing? What would I stop doing? What would I start doing? And the reality for me is when I look at the activities, if I have things that aren't temporary, meaning when I look, if there's something I got to do that is just causing me tons of distress, I hate doing, I don't want to do, I don't want to get better at, and I never see it, there's no future where I can get rid of it, then I'm definitely going to pivot and shift. Because I'm willing to do just about anything temporarily. But something that's never going away, why do that? I'll just create a different path, a different way, right? because there's lots of ways to get to what you want. And I think a lot of people want something a lot simpler than what they're striving for. And that's okay. That's absolutely okay. This doesn't mean that you're a loser or you're a failure because you're not scaling and hiring all these people and doing all these things. There's a lot more people coming out each and every single day giving you permission to say, that's okay. You can have a business your way. You can have a life your way. You can have the income that you need to take care of your family. It's not about being in poverty. It's not about, you know, it's not about any of that, but it's like the need to do 25,000, 50,000, 100,000, 250,000, 350,000 a month and have all these employees and manage all these people. I mean, I know people who were in that world that I filmed for that quit that because they delegated out what they loved and they wanted. One guy I know specifically wants to be an EMT, be with his family, coach more, and what else? EMT, a woodworker. That's it. And he had the live events and $300,000-$400,000 a year in overhead and all these things. And he's gone back to simple. He loves it and is happy. I think everybody looks at him as a loser and a failure. No, if anything, a lot of people are like, man, I wish I had the courage to do that. And then there's the Gary Vaynerchuks, the Grant Cardones. They love what they have. They're never going to slow down likely overall because they're built for that. They love it. So just ask yourself, are you an entrepreneur or are you just somebody who doesn't like being told what to do? And the reality is there's no right or wrong answer. There's only your answer. So rock and roll, my friends. Hope you found this valuable. Doing these most days of the week right now. So good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whatever you watch this. And if you need any help, if you want any support, if you want to dive deeper, reach out. Do private coaching, one-on-one, just me and you, with no scheduled calls or anything. I have a very special way of doing it. People call it asynchronous. It's phenomenal. Give you a test drive of it. Just send me a message on any platform. I should get it. I should see it. And we'll figure things out. So don't worry. There's no hard, no pushy sales, no force, no shame, no judgment. I'm not selling a $5,000 or $10,000, $15,000 coaching program. The reality is I don't have a coaching program. You know, if you're a person who feels like the programs and the one size fits all approach isn't working and you've consumed lots of content, you have lots of courses, you have lots of books, you have lots of certifications, degrees, or anything else, and yet you're feeling stuck, confused, and struggling, especially if you're neurodivergent or ADHD, I'm here to help. And it's just me and you going back and forth and figuring things out and expressing yourself in and of itself is healing. And so you don't have to worry about worksheets, workbooks, you know, step-by-steps, frameworks, formulas. You're going to go do this week one, day one, month one, this one. I just hear you and I can help you. I can promise you that. The method that I've been using for coaching is really, really effective. I've been doing it. This is going on the sixth year now. Call it Coach in Your Pocket. So it's like a personalized private podcast. You know, if you like this, just imagine a version of this, but specifically tailored for you. Because I'll be, everything that I say will be for you, not for everyone. So anyways, rock and roll, reach out, send me a message, themindmechanic.net. You can go there, find the contact page as well. And, rock and roll, my friend. Have a great day. We'll talk soon. Bye-bye.